Look, this Ibom Air matter. This girl, Comfort, don't come out. Can't talk her own side of the story. Upon that, people that cannot spare into or also during when they are tense during exam are coming out and say why can't she spare general? Meanwhile, she can speak English. You are not okay. You don't know it's possible that someone can speak and can't spell. You just want to hate. That's all. You don't want to reason. You see, there are people that when they take a stand somewhere and later find out that their stand wouldn't take, they wrong. It is so difficult for them to come back, to come around and say, okay, I think I was wrong. That is the problem most humans have. And before you come on there and come to insult me, if it's your intention to come here and insult me without making, you know, very, very reasonable, you know, argument, thunder fire you in advance. See, when you are doing a professional job, it's your duty to handle that situation. It doesn't matter if she can spell and she pretends or denies or whatever. As an air hostess, it is your duty to be able to peacefully de-escalate situations. Yes. So, I'm glad everything is, you know, coming out small. My own point of view is that the way that girl was treated is bad. It doesn't matter. She's a customer. So all of you who are, after hearing, okay, that girl don't come out now, you don't come talk her own side of the story. We really, really gel with that lawyer talk. Some people are still saying, get out, you can't spare Janara. They're laughing at her. People that cannot spare into. People that cannot even spell their father's name. He's saying she cannot spell. Fine. She can spell it. But she talks it, she cannot spell it. Prove her wrong. You can't. And it is not even an issue of whether somebody was rude. See, when you are dealing with the public, you meet different kind of people. That's the truth. So it's your duty to de-escalate situations and make things, you know, peaceful and smooth for a customer. Not to trigger a customer, you know, to misbehave. It's bad for business. That's my point. It can make it make sense to me. You are running a business and your duty there is to trigger customers. No, now. See, you are dealing with the public. When you are dealing with the public, you have to expect a different attitude. So if you're not able to de-escalate it or handle it well and the thing goes out of hand, it's your fault. Especially when you could have handled it another way. And some people are there getting angry that people are supporting this girl. I don't understand. Is it today that we know that Nigeria, when somebody, you know, something happens to somebody and it goes viral or public, that somehow people come to help? Why is it annoying you that somebody wants to send her to one country or somebody wants to pay her salary? See, it is empathy. Yes, it's empathy. It's the truth. Some people just feel sorry that somebody went through all this and said, okay, let me do this for you. What that girl went through, if your sister go through, you go like him. Talk true. Swear. Now they talk. Is she the only person that have come out to that have gone through some kind of things in this internet that people have come out to help? I don't understand. So because a breast show, any sport you say, you want because of breast. You don't know what to say. You are speaking your mind. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You are speaking. It is you that's looking that baby. I don't know. Person wear clothes. We still go on the hook. Can't still wear jacket, join them on top. Jacket. The first time I see that, wait. The first time I saw that girl, didn't you see she was wearing a jacket? Do you even know the conditions people have? Why some people cannot wear bra? Now, just there, the talk, just because now there, your own knowledge rich. Let's forget everything that played out. The fact that girl was handled like that, and that girl was disgraced like that, is enough for you to have, even if not small empathy. Small! Well, when is your own turn? If you not talk, how you go feel? I beg, the thing just sometimes you just read comments, just find out that people just want to just talk. Even when they don't see evidence, then go see they talk anyhow. Just because, say, that first stance they took, they can't take it back. Make the air hostess come talk. Uh-huh. When she can't talk, we go balance and where. Nobody say you go start, you just start now. No, listen. I beg. Anybody, see, anybody want to call insult me, don't that fire you in advance. But I know say my fans no go insult me. That one I know. If you insult me, I know my fan.